October 1, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Two Gospel Co-workers. Opening Prayer. Father, use your words to build in me greater trust in your power to save and sustain me. Read Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 through 30. Timothy and Epaphroditus. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me. Reflect. Identify where you are in tune with Christ's mindset. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And give thanks for what God has done to make you like that. Reread verses 6 through 11. In what ways do Timothy's and Epaphroditus' lives show the same mindset as Christ Jesus? Chapter 2, verse 5. Timothy is a regular co-worker of Paul. He is son and grandson of godly Jewish women. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. His father was Greek. Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Paul had Timothy circumcised so that he would be acceptable in evangelism in Jewish circles. Acts chapter 16, verse 3. Paul often sends him to prepare for a visit or to see how a church is doing in Paul's absence. Verse 19. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, and chapter 16, verse 10. And also 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, and verse 6. Timothy's readiness to focus on Christ's interests, rather than his own, is central to his work. Epaphroditus is sent by the Philippians to support Paul, but has become very ill. Epaphroditus was probably the bearer of money to support Paul during his Roman imprisonment. Paul appreciates him, describing him very positively. However, illness prevented Epaphroditus from serving Paul as the Philippians had hoped. Nevertheless, Paul does not want his hearers to see him as a failure, so he speaks warmly of him and calls the believers to honor him. Paul recognizes Epaphroditus' readiness to serve, even at great cost to himself. Apply. Thank someone in your Christian community this week who serves sacrificially for the sake of God's kingdom. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for those in my church like Timothy and Epaphroditus who serve in the background, putting Christ's interests first, even at cost to themselves.